You're internationally recognized authority on Western and cowboy music, Bob Wills, poetry and musicians, an authority in the lifetimes and music of Woody Guthrie. So to talk about what you've done is going to take another session for sure. But what drew you to Woody Guthrie may also be saying something about yourself.
The thing is, we had music in our house growing up. We always, almost every night, daytime, there was music, practicing something. But I grew up surrounded by music. And in college, my freshman year, that summer, I'm over in the library at East Central, and I find this John A. Lomax book, American Folklore. I took it and I read it and said, hey, the music I've grown up with at home is American folk music, fiddle and all. So I became very interested in studying folklore and folk music. My brother-in-law, the one who married my sister out of the Western shop, was just an old cowboy. After I had been given this tape recorder by my daddy, they said, Daddy, would you play the fiddle? No, no. My brother said, get Bill to sing. I didn't know my brother-in-law sang. My brother-in-law came in a little later, and I said, hey, sing one of the songs, you know. And he did the old cowboy song, Zebra Dun. Unaccompanied, he couldn't play an instrument or anything, just an old-time cowboy. And that sparked more interest. So when Phyllis and I were married, someone in the family said, oh, you like folk music. See, I played a cowboy song on television before I'd ever seen a television show. Ada had the third television station in the state, K-10. They had a program where a lot of regional, maybe 30-mile region, come in and do things. And there was one program out of Claremore, would you sing a song? I just went out and did it. Said, well, have you ever heard of our local son, Woody Guthrie? I said, no. Later, I found out I had through Ott Harrison in a very light, casual way. But I got interested, and the reason I have remained interested in Woody is I happen to believe, as Woody believed, I believe in the working people of this country. I happen to believe that the destruction of the middle class and the working is killing this country. And if we had Woody with us today, he would be singing his heart out trying to save the working people of this country. You know, I've had people say labor unions are terrible. Well, how the hell do they think the middle class came about? It didn't come through the generosity of the wealthy. It came through people joining together, demanding rights. Well, I'm preaching now. I should. But anyway, Woody's belief, and he sang, he played. He had a very tough life, and yet out of all of it, he overcame sadness and tragedy with humor. Woody had a tremendous sense of humor, and that I appreciate. If we don't have any humor, we don't have anything left.